We're broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios.
Visit MTE.com.
Middle Tennessee Electric.
Serving to make life better.
Since
1936.
This is WGNS Action. Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years.
Since 1947.
This is WGNS Action Line. Now your host, Scott Walker.
We are joined by Dr. Craig McCabe, local eye doctor here in Murfreesboro on Heritage Park Drive. Dr. McCabe, how are you?
Scott, how are you doing today?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, you know, I'm heading into your place, a little stuck here in traffic, but on my way, and I just hope that everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving and is well on their way to completing all their Christmas chores.
There's a lot of them.
Those Christmas chores for me are kind of like three groups. You've got to decorate, you've got to do all the shopping, and then the fun part, have all the parties, and then the not so fun but goes much quicker is the cleanup at the end.
That's right, a lot of cleanup. And by the way, folks listening can text in any questions they may have for Dr. McCabe, 615-893-1450. In fact, we already have a question, and it's asking, how does excessive screen time affect eye health at different ages? Because I keep warning my wife of this.
Well, I guess he wants to have a little bit more face-to-face time with his spouse.
Apparently so.
That's one major way, you know, it can affect your life, is that people often feel a little bit isolated when someone is not paying attention to them and looking at their phone. Or, you know, not doing the things that need to be done to promote a healthy relationship. You all know about that. You all have been affected by that. But, you know, it reminds me of this wonderful circle comic where it was just one panel and it was a circle and it shows this nice, you know, five-person family sitting down to Thanksgiving dinner and they look like they're all bowing their heads in prayer for the meal. But you look a little bit closer and they're all on their cell phone under the table. So let's try to work on that. Now, as far as it affecting your eyes, when you're young, and I mean like before the age of, say, 12, and you spend a lot of time on those things, it actually will result in that person, that child, being more nearsighted. A greater dependency, needing thicker lenses for their glasses, or where they didn't need glasses, now needing glasses, which is something that the latest research has shown. So if someone's having issues with that a lot, how many times do you see now that the cell phone or the tablet has replaced the mom or dad for entertaining or teaching our children from anywhere from 1 year old and up? And so we're seeing that the population as a whole is becoming more nearsighted than they were 25 years ago. That's just an interesting topic of how it affects your eyes early on. Now, when you are an adult, then the main thing is that it will cause maybe some eye fatigue from your eyes feeling tired and strain, and that's usually because they're drying out. Because as we look at anything with great focus and intent, our blink rate of our eyelids blinking reduces to half of the normal if we were looking in the distance, because we're focusing so hard we want to see so well. And so our eyes dry out because blinking is what remoisturizes our eyes. So that's the most common thing, is a dry eye problem.
Interesting.
And then that will more affect your vision if you have allergies or blepharitis, or maybe you only need glasses once in a while, but now since you're spending so much time, it seems like you need your glasses a lot more often to read with. And that's because they're drying out. They don't see as well. That air tear film interface on the very front part of your eye provides 70% of the total focusing power of the eye. So a dry eye problem, besides causing itchy, scratchy, gritty, sandy feeling eyes, is the main cause of blurred vision when you're wearing your glasses, your contacts, or if you don't need any correction. So simply get some artificial tear drops at the drugstore, buy one of the name brands, TheraTears, Eyevisia, Sustain, Refresh. Blink is great if you have contacts. Those are the best there. Stay away from the no-name ones that come from other countries. They're the ones that have had problems in the past. Anyways, then as we get, say, older, 50s, 60s, 70s, women become postmenopausal. The dry eye problem gets worse. All of our glands, male or female, don't work as well as they used to, including the tear gland. The dry eye gets worse. And so one of the best things you can do when you have your eyes checked out is to make sure that you're not having a dry eye problem. And so you have to tell your eye doctor, gosh, you know, when I read, the first 5 minutes is good, but then 15, 20 minutes or whatever later, my vision gets blurred and I have to take a break. There's this 20-20-20 rule, which means when you're on one of these tablets, computer screens, displays, phones, whatever, for 20 minutes, you should take 20 seconds away, look in the distance, blink your eyes several times to rest them. It's just for 20 seconds. So every 20 minutes for 20 seconds, you look at least 20 feet in the distance. That'll help you get through that. But you need to see your eye doctor to get your dry eye problem treated, which is probably the most common of all the eye problems that I see in the office every day.
That's interesting. And here's another question for you. And again, our number 615-893-1450. This one says that they have high blood pressure that they are taking medicine for. And they also have diabetes. And they're asking which of those two can potentially damage their eyes more so than the other, and is there anything they can do to protect their eyes?
Great question, and the answer to that is yes and yes. So they both affect your eyes. The most common cause of vision loss in our country of people of working age is diabetes. That's number one. And you are supposed to get a dilated, thorough medical eye exam every year if you have diabetes. And that's sent out to you in the paraphernalia that your insurance companies send you. But it actually is very important, because if you catch it early, you can treat it early, and the treatment's much simpler, easier. And whatever we see in your eyes means it's also happening in your feet, in your kidneys, elsewhere in your body with diabetes. Now, with high blood pressure, it's a little different. That can affect you at any age significantly. If your blood pressure is significantly out of control for a significant time, not only does it cause hardening of the arteries in your heart, which of course causes heart attacks, but it also causes hardening of the arteries all over your body and in your retinas, where there are blood vessels to nourish those photoreceptors that we see with. Those rods and cones. Now, if it gets high enough, it can actually burst or break the small blood vessels, the capillaries, and can cause bleeding, microaneurysms, other problems in your eyes, as well as elsewhere in your body. So when they say that the eyes are the windows to the soul, they're also the windows to the rest of the blood vessels in your body. For if the doctor sees it in your retinas, that means that it is happening elsewhere in your body. That's why they want you to get an eye exam once a year for diabetes. And that's why if you have blood pressure that's out of control, you should be getting an eye exam as well.
Again, Dr. Craig McCabe on the air with us. You can text in any questions to 615-893-1450. And we're going to take a short break, and we will be right back to take those questions.
Hold on to your lids and labels, folks. It's the Recycled Minute. Rocky the Raccoon's got another tip that will make your trash habits unbeliterable.
Rocky's going metal today.
Here's Rocky.
Talking aluminum cans today. Aluminum cans are recycling royalty, folks. they can be back on the store shelves in as little as 60 days. Crush them to save space, and don't forget soup and veggie cans too. Good old vegetables. I'm Rocky the Raccoon for RecycleRightTN.com, and I'm out of here.
And that's today's Recycled Minute.
See ya.
Find the closest place to recycle near you by going to RecycleRightTN.com.
Here's another good recycling song.
Let's go to RecycleRightTN.com. Yeah, RecycleRightTN.com. Learn what goes in and what stays gone.
As cold and flu season approaches, one of the best things that you can do to give somebody who is sick is a quart of Demas's chicken and rice soup. This is Peter Demas with Demas Family of Restaurants. This soup is my grandmother's recipe, and we have used this soup in order to help our family whenever we are sick. Just gives us a good comfort feeling. One of the things that you can also do is you can now ship that soup anywhere across the United States, and you can order that soup online at DemasFamilyKitchen.com.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting you to come do business with our family while you're Christmas shopping. Santa is on his way to Animal City. Stop in for pet photos on the 13th and 14th of December. Check our Facebook page for more details and times. Stop in to Animal City with your pets to take some great photos with Santa. That's Saturday the 13th and Sunday the 14th of December. Check our Facebook page for more details and times. Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
All That's News, your afternoon local news, traffic, and weather update with Matt Lane. Weekday afternoons, 4:40 until all sports talk on News Radio WGNS.
And now joining us in studio, Dr. Craig McCabe. It's amazing how you go from phone to in studio, just click of a button.
Yes, and
technology.
Yes, and it really does increase convenience as long as everything's working.
That's right. Let's see, we got another question here. Let me get back to these. Here's one. What are the early warning signs of any serious eye diseases, and what are some of the more common ones that we should not ignore?
Wow, that'd take the rest of the broadcast. But just say in general, if your eyes are red, that's not normal, right? If your eyes hurt, have pain, that's not normal. If your vision changes suddenly, that's not normal. All those things you should see your eye doctor for. And if it's hurting you significantly, if it's a significant vision change, if you have loss of not just your central good vision, but also your peripheral vision, then you should see the eye doctor right away. Other symptoms are flashing lights, loss of side vision, like we said, a whole bunch more floaters than normal. Those are signs of important things. But in general, pain, vision loss, significant redness, you should see the eye doctor right away for.
Now, I know you talked about screen time and dry eyes and all that, but it really seems like every broadcast we somehow go to dry eyes. Is that absolutely the most common thing?
Yeah, that's what I said. It's the most common thing I see. And we have become specialists in the area in treating dry eyes. And everything to help you from a mild to a moderate to a severe dry eye. You know, frequently I've been seeing patients with something called Sjogren's syndrome, a Swedish word. But Sjogren's, patients may start out with arthritis, and then maybe they get a dry mouth and they get a dry eye. And it's one of the most severe forms of dry eye issues that you can have. But if you have significant dry eyes and arthritis and a dry mouth, you should get checked for Sjogren's syndrome, which is a connective tissue disorder, an autoimmune disorder. And it's very important because it can affect many internal organs as well. And you talk to your primary care doctor about that. It's a simple blood test that they can do with the rest of your regular routine blood work.
Are we seeing more autoimmune problems today than maybe in years past?
Well, you know, I guess you would say yes. I mean, a very common problem, which is inflammatory and irritating, is asthma. And there's a direct correlation that if you live in a more densely populated or a more polluted area, as far as the air goes, there's a much greater incidence of asthma, whether it be with kids or adults, or what's called exercise-induced bronchoconstriction or asthma. So there are things like that for sure. And of course, the greater the screen time, we talked about the dry eyes. But basically, you know, go see your eye doctor once every 2 years if you have no problems and no family history. Because a stitch in time, you know, an ounce of prevention, all those things we say, really do make your life easier, less doctor visits, less expense, and greater performance for you at work or at play. You know, another thing that's now occurring that we're seeing is a lot of people are on these weight loss drugs, right?
Yeah,
these semiglutides. And it's predicted that by 2030, 40%, 4 out of 10, 2 out of 5 of the U.S. population of adults will be on one.
Wow. That's a lot.
Wow.
But what are the...
Foreign cholesterol medicines, yeah, and other things. So that's a huge deal. Now, you know, our country has been so overweight for so long that this is wonderful, these things. And it's had many great attributes to it. It's extending people's lives. It's reducing or actually getting rid of their diabetes, their high blood pressure, their high cholesterol, all these kind of things. So great. And also what happens is people now have a lot of saggy skin because they've lost 50, 60, 70 pounds sometimes, significant amounts of weight. And when you're older, it doesn't snap back like it did when you were younger. And a lot of people don't know that we have a full skincare center at our office. And we have instruments, machines. The Morpheus 8 is the top one on the market for causing the collagen and the elastin to rebuild and the collagen to tighten in your skin and get rid of this baggy skin. A lot of people just get it when they get older. So, you know, you want to look good for the holidays. You want to get rid of this baggy skin? You know, give us an appointment. We would love to help you.
Now, I know one of the reports of people using those different shots for weight loss is that there's an increase in osteoporosis. But are there any eye-related problems that can also correlate to those shots?
Well, I'd say overwhelmingly, the shots have a beneficial effect by reducing your cholesterol, your serum glucose, your blood pressure, the stress on your heart. And so there's a lot of good positives from them. Now, of course, anything can be taken to extreme. You know, I always quote Socrates. His most famous things that I have incorporated in my life is everything in moderation. Because once you get to one side or the other, doesn't matter whether it's politics, doesn't matter whether it's eating, doesn't matter what it is, it often causes problems. But as long as you're under the care of your physician and you have your regular annual visits, I think you're going to do pretty well.
Here's another one. And by the way, our phone number, 615-893-1450. If you have a question for Dr. Craig McKay, bye, doctor. This one is about LASIK surgery. And it says, I'm thinking about getting my husband or talking him into for Christmas LASIK surgery or some type of vision correction surgery. But is there a point where this is not recommended? So LASIK or vision correction?
Yeah, you know, and this depends upon who you ask. And here I kind of quote the parable, if all you have isn't a toolbox is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So what you want to do is the one that's going to give you the best long-term results for your age. Now, if you're in your 20s or 30s, and you meet the other parameters, your cornea is thick enough, you don't have a significant dry eye, all these kind of things, then LASIK is wonderful. It has a very high safety profile. Many, many people happy with that. And they'll all tell you it doesn't last. And they'll all tell you it gave them a dry eye problem. But while they were doing well, it's the best thing since sliced bread. So it's a great thing. But once you hit your 40s, you need reading glasses. And LASIK doesn't fix that. It only fixes your vision correction for one distance. And your eyes change between 45 and 65. And that's from the lens in the eye becoming more dense, eventually becoming a cataract. And LASIK, of course, treats the outside of the eye, the cornea, doesn't fix that at all. So if 20s, 30s, I would say that group, LASIK is great. If you're, say, over 50, then I would encourage you to look at the full range vision lens implants. They do three things. They correct your distance vision. They correct your reading vision. So now you can read where you wouldn't have that with the LASIK and see in between with these full range vision lens implants, and gotten rid of your need to have cataract surgery in the future, because it does that by replacing the lens in your eye. So you get many benefits out of that, and it is very long lasting. So depending upon your age and what criteria you meet for which study, one is better for you than the other. And just make sure you're seeing a doctor that understands all these parameters and will give you the best advice. But those are good general guidelines.
Here's an interesting question. It says, we're the parents of a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. What are common childhood vision issues that we should know about or check for?
Oh, what a wonderful question. And I assume they have been thoroughly checked out by your pediatrician. Pediatricians are now doing a so much better job, a really good job at checking kids' vision. And also, usually in kindergarten to first grade, they'll probably be in a school that has these photo detectors, which are handheld instruments that they look into, and it's like, oh, that eye's real nearsighted, the other one's fine. Or that eye's got a lot of astigmatism, the other one's fine.
So they're doing this in school?
Or that one's not seeing well, and this one is. They're photo screeners. And a lot of this was put forward by the Lions Club.
Hmm.
Let me tell you, we have some excellent civic organizations that really help out our community and the people that need it. I was just the Saturday flipping, dishing out pancakes to people out at Middle Tennessee Christian School for the Noontime Rotary, which raises money from that and then doesn't give it to its members. No, we go out into the community and give it to the community. So if you want a good civic organization to join, the Lions Club, the Rotary, they do a lot of good for Rutherford County, and please support them whenever you can. But for children, get an eye exam for them about kindergarten, first grade, if they're not having any problems and there's no family history of any problems, right? If they can pick up little things off of the ground, little specks of things, if they can see far in the distance, and you can just quiz them about that, but you've got to cover each eye. Listen to me on that. Cover each eye to check. Don't have both eyes open, because one eye could be totally blind, and if the other one sees well and they're both open, they can see everything you're pointing to. So do that to make sure that it's even and looks good. And that's one of the best ways you can check for it. But there are inherited congenital diseases, things you wouldn't even think about. Cataracts, glaucoma, tumors, Stargardt's disease, which you've never heard about, is a retinal disease that's the most commonly inherited retinal disease, affects males typically starting at about the age 5. So there's all these kind of things. You can't expect to know any of this. You have to go to school for years and years, and still it's hard to learn all of it. But check each eye individually, and if they're not complaining, they're not having any problems, they look like they're all working together, both of them see well together, chances are they're doing well. But still, kindergarten, fifth grade, get an eye exam for them.
We've got two different headache-related questions from, looks like two different people, but one of them says, can eye problems be the or my hidden cause of reoccurring headaches, and how can that be properly diagnosed, because my regular care doctor has not been able to pinpoint the reason for my ongoing headaches that I've had for years?
So recently, I just treated she was about in their 40s, woman with bad migraines.
That's no fun.
Frequently. We did Botox injections to her forehead to give it a try to see if it would work. She came back 3 months later saying, give me more. I love this. This is the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. And it got rid of my wrinkles. So, you know, this was great. But it's been shown that if you have migraines that affect, you know, your forehead, as far as that location of that pain, that Botox can help that by relaxing the muscles. Works very well, and it works for a long time. Great. However, only 2% of headache pain is because of the eyes. 98% is because of something else. Sinusitis, poor blood flow, other things like that that you have to take medications for, get a sinus series CT for, get treated for those things. Pain that radiates from your neck and your shoulders can give you muscle tension headaches rather than migraine headaches. There's all these different types of headaches. So primary care doctor first, can't figure out anything, go get the eye exam. And there are good treatments for certain types of headaches.
And here's the other question. It was, what types of headaches are most commonly linked to vision problems or eye strain?
So your glasses, if they're not, or contacts are not the right prescription, or you need to be wearing them and you're not wearing them, or you haven't gotten checked recently for them and your prescription has changed. Eye strain, number one. Number two, your eyes are irritated. Either they're dry, or you've got something called blepharitis. Diabetes can cause damage to the nerves that innervate the cornea that sense when our corneas are dry, and hence we blink from a reflex, just like removing our hand from a hot stove. Happens automatically. All different things to cause poor vision there that can either make headaches worse or in some instances have enough pain to start a headache.
And here's another question. Now, this isn't necessarily eye related, but the person's asking, I've just been diagnosed with Raynaud's syndrome and my hands and feet are always freezing. Any ideas on how I can better treat this? Because so far, nothing's worked.
Wow. These are the true patriots of our country, because when the weather turns cold, their extremities turn red, white, and blue. In that order, and that's no exaggeration, and that's from reduced blood flow from peripheral vascular disease.
So when you say peripheral, I mean, I think of the eyes when you say peripheral.
I'm talking about fingers, toes, okay. Nose, earlobes, those areas. You know, interesting, your eyelids and your lips have double the blood supply
Wow.
that your face does. But anyways, if you have poor blood supply, diabetics get this in their feet. They get, you know, pins and needles, and then they'll become numb, or they can step on a tack, and they don't even know it.
Man.
Isn't that crazy? So it can affect the nerves when the blood vessels get bad enough full term, but with people with Raynaud's, which can also lead to other connective tissue disorders, so you should be checked out for those. Oftentimes a rheumatologist is a great person to see for this. So if you're having issues, you're having difficulties, and this is, in all fairness, a very difficult thing to treat. Well, you know what? I was at Costco this weekend. You know what they got now at Costco? They got electric gloves and electric socks.
Nice.
So keep your extremities warm, and that will help you with the pain there.
Again, Dr. Craig McCabe on the air with us. You can find him online at McCabeVisionCenter.com. Now, if you have any questions, all you have to do is text those in, 615-893-1450. Here's a question. What steps can workers take to protect their eyes, and what should I expect the company I work for to do to better to protect my eyes at work? I work at a factory.
Okay, so these are all government guidelines from the Department of OSHA, Occupational Safety Health Association. So these are all, you know, down in black and white, that if you work in a place that where you could have some eye injury from any numerous things, you should be wearing safety glasses, and the company will pay for those. And you can get an eye exam for those. and safety glasses meet the ANSI, I forget the number, 270 or whatever requirement, where they are shatterproof. And sometimes you need to even have goggles that prevent fumes or other finer dust from entering to the front of the eye. But those are all stated, and your employer and HR and the other things there for safety, they will, gosh, they should be giving you lectures on these once a year.
I wonder, are there some companies out there that don't follow to a T certain requirements of stuff like wearing these goggles or glasses?
What? Are you kidding me?
I know. Hard
you
to believe.
You don't think
hard
that to imagine. All the companies in our country follow every regulation and guideline? They cross their T's and dot their I's? And the guidelines are expensive and they cost time and money. And you have to hire employees just to take care of the guidelines and the paperwork for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just like anything else around your house and everything else, sometimes shortcuts are taken until something happens, and then there's a lawsuit, and then it's not like that anymore. But it shouldn't be like that. It should be that, and you know, part of it's on the employee. They have to wear those glasses. They can't be sliding them down their nose. They can't be taking them off. So it's everybody's involved in safety.
And here's another question. Are there any new treatment options available for things like glaucoma?
Oh, yes. So in our office, where we treat a lot of glaucoma patients, we have to make sure that the eye drops that you're supposed to take get in your eyes. You may have arthritis. They may be too expensive. There's a whole bunch of different reasons. Maybe they turn your eye pink and you don't like the way they look. There's a whole bunch of reasons. Or maybe you forget. Maybe you go on vacation, you forget to bring your eye drops. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. So there's all these different reasons why people don't get their eye drops in. And going to your eye doctor that treats glaucoma, for example, this week I put in a couple things called Durysta, which has the medication in it. And it's a little micro pellet, goes in the front of your eye, can't see it, very, very tiny, has enough medicine to keep your eye pressure down in most cases for 1 to 2 years, paid for by your insurance in most cases.
Is this true if you don't have eye insurance or vision coverage, I guess, on your insurance?
Oh, now, Scott, uh-oh. We've talked about this.
I know. Once a
vision
year.
Vision coverage is not medical coverage. Vision coverage is for glasses and contacts. It does not get you any medical treatment whatsoever or testing. So for that, you need medical insurance. Otherwise, you're on a cash pay basis.
You couldn't say this enough. So those who are listening who have regular medical coverage for their health, what do they need to know? What's the most important item they need to know when it comes to the eyes?
Well, that is, you know, showing up is half the effort, you know. So show up to your eye doctor's office once every year or two. If you have something going on with your eyes, it's going to be more often than that.
Yeah.
But get that visit. Get a thorough, dilated medical eye exam, not just a quickie in and out. I've had so many patients that have gone to places just to get glasses, and they're in and out quick, and they come to my office, and they have significant glaucoma, significant cataracts, significant macular degeneration. The list goes on. And it's just because those places, that's their business model. That's what they're trying to do, is get people in glasses and contacts. And they do a quick eye exam, and it's usually not dilated. So make sure you're getting a thorough dilated eye exam once every year or two. And that's your part. That's what you've got to do. You know, the other things that are common sense for everything else in your life is to try to keep your weight, you know, half decent. Try to eat a half decent diet. Take vitamins and whatever supplements you may need, and get some half decent exercise every week.
Definitely.
You know, no one's asking you to go crazy or do any of these kind of way out to the side, you know, things. Everything in moderation again, but just do the right things, and that'll help your eyes. But definitely get to see the eye doctor.
Sounds good. Again, Dr. Craig McCabe in studio with us this morning, online at McCabeVisionCenter.com. We're out of time. Dr. McCabe, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone. And I will not be seeing you for a while, not till the second Monday of next month. That's a whole year away. I'm not going to talk to you. So have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thanks so much. And we look forward to doing just the same next year.